This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Ida is blamed for at least one death in Louisiana. The big storms knocked out power for the whole city of New Orleans and has been traveling into Mississippi. It was a Category 1 storm with 75-mile-per-hour winds even hours after making landfall in Louisiana yesterday. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
Hurricane Ida made landfall officially at Port Fouchon as a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of 150 miles per hour.
Forecasters are warning of more damaging winds and heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Nick Mosca is among those trying to ride it out at home in New Orleans.
I'd like to be better prepared. There's a few things that I'm thinking we probably could have done, but this storm came pretty quick.
We're praying for the best and prepared for the worst.
On the federal end, President Biden says FEMA has pre-positioned a lot of resources, including meals and rescue teams.
We're going to put the country's full might behind the rescue and recovery.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The president's approved a major disaster declaration for Louisiana. New Orleans is riding out this storm with hospital beds nearly full as the region battles a resurgence of COVID infections. Rocket fire apparently targeting Kabul's airport struck a nearby neighborhood this morning. It wasn't immediately clear if anybody was hurt. Nobody immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. military jets are still taking off at the airport. Top Biden administration officials say the U.S. can evacuate about 300 Americans still in Afghanistan who want to leave before the deadline tomorrow for U.S. troops to be gone. President Biden stood with grieving families yesterday at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware as one by one the remains of 13 U.S. troops killed in the Kabul suicide bombing were carried off a military aircraft. This is AP News. Millions of Americans will remember him from the old Mary Tyler Moore show. Ed Asner has died. He was 91. Here's the AP's Margie Zarletta.
You got spunk. I hate spunk.
Had things worked out differently, Ed Asner would have been a newsman. He studied journalism at the University of Chicago until a professor told him there was no money in it. Asner's best-known role was as Lou Grant, both on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and on the drama Lou Grant. He was Santa in the film Elf and the voice of Carl in the animated movie Up. Asner said in a 1995 AP interview, even if people thought of him as Lou Grant, he had found his niche.
Portliness, baldness, they all pay off.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
COVID deaths are now running at more than 1,200 a day, the highest level since mid-March, largely fueled by the Delta variant among the unvaccinated. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.